قال الإمام علي عليه السلام: الغيبة جهد العاجز.
غیبت کردن منتهای کوشش افراد ناتوان و عاجز است.
Backbiting is the tool of the helpless.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام: الغيبة جهد العاجز. علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام has said in نهج البلاغة: Backbiting is the tool of the helpless. So many a times the people who are helpless, the people who have no resource against you, or they don't have any strong will to improve themselves, so they will be easily backbiting. Now, backbiting is a very bad habit, and it is one of the most detested actions by the Holy Quran, by the words of the infallibles, by God, by holy personalities. So Islam tells us not to backbite. And the Holy Quran has talked about it, that as if you are eating the flesh of your dead brother when you're backbiting him. And your deeds are transferred to the ones you are backbiting. But Imam Ali Islam in this hadith very beautifully says that it is a tool of the helpless. Backbiting, when you can't do anything, to be honest, because you can't get to the position of the person you're backbiting, or you can't physically stop them from excelling in life, you can't cross them with your own actions, that's when you backbite them, because you have no other tool to put them down, so you backbite them. So it's a very beautiful way of explaining how evil backbiting is. So he has very nicely told you that don't do it, because you only do it because you are helpless. You can't actually do something in your own life. You are not a practical person to improve and become better than them, and therefore you sit down and backbite. Now, not only that it is a tool of the helpless, but it is a sign of weakness. It is a sign of a person who lacks the self-motivation, the self-respect, and the motivation to improve in life and to excel in life, and therefore you always backbite others to put them down, because you can't be like them or you can't improve. And hence so many traditions that it is regarded as one of the major sins. In fact, the Holy Prophet had said to people who backbite that your fasting is regarded as no use if you are backbiting. Your fast is finished. Your fast, yes, you may not have to repeat your fast, but the reward of the fast is gone if you're backbiting. So it is very important that we stop this evil act. Thank you very much for listening.